call from EF Cutting, y'all. You're not gonna believe this, man. Some crackhead's broken his car, stole one of his tables.
Are you for real?
I'm for real. And so, he already got a new one. And I asked him, like, what's he gonna do, man, when that happens next time? And he was like,
some people die for it. Die for it. Die for it.
Ready, willing, and able to end your life.
Kids spend their whole life popping fences, but shortcutting more frontin' got consequences. Let's take for instance the dude that's unfaithful, the one that can't wait to vow break and eat cake too. The breakthrough that he had a wife, but he cheated. The first wife retreated, second one greeted with open arms, and they both agreed that they should have a kid. And when she dropped his seed, it changed him. He even loved kid more than cheated. But again, God's warning went unheeded. He fooled around, she fooled around. Cesspools of lust, and in that pool they drowned the son that they loved so much. But not as much as sex, man, dust to dust. Frustrated, she ended all that with a knife.
Slice and dice.
But my only reply's that's right.
Some people die for it. Die for it. Die for it.
Ready, willing, and able to end your life. To end your life. To end your life.
Death by spit till I'm deaf, but see now. Die for it. Die for it. Death by spit till I'm deaf, but see now.
But my only reply's that's
my man. Wanna stick up the liquor store, and so with social hiccup happening, Sycamore and Vine. Now realize this was a busy district, downtown a few short blocks from his living tenements.
He knew
without a gun that this would be no easy feat, but surely the type of dog would leave his feet on easy streets. His frame of mind was on some otherness, getting high to ease the pain, but you know how a brother gets. Paranoid, he couldn't work and pay the bills, laden still with ways, but still paved to kill the latest thrill. Trying to make a dollar that don't take no sense, and so we ran up in the store in hopes he'd make his rent. The owner wasn't on it, pulled out his Glock and shot it like his two to grow on it. Yeah, he lived to know the pain, but the next day he was arraigned. Another man that ran game in a cell without a name, a BB gun in pocket, and though we didn't load or lock it, they claimed it a deadly weapon brandished for his own profit.
At his trial,
yeah, he took the blame without denial, but they gave him 12 years anyways to get a smile. This first-time offender of blackmail, approximately 6 feet in height, now in a packed jail. Stereotyped and cloned within the system, and so he paid his price for you to say he lived this life a victim.
But that's right. People die for it. Die for it. Die for it.
Ready, willing, and able to end your life. To end your life. To end your life.
Death by spit till I'm deaf, but see now.
That's life.
And that, my friends, is a lesson in empathy. So if you don't know what empathy is, you need to look it up, learn it, put it to good use, you know what I mean? Cause that's hip-hop. Nah, matter of fact, it's bigger than hip-hop. That's L-O-V-E, that's love, you know what I mean? And that's life. Straight up.